Welcome to another edition of From the Stables. I'm Pete Staples, TasRacing.com.au, talking to Longford trainer John Blacker, and he'll prepare two horses for tomorrow's Launceston Cup. Welcome to the show, John.
Morning, Pete. How are you?
I'm well. Tomorrow, well, let's first of all talk about your grey mare, Glass Warrior. She was a fantastic run in the Hobart Cup.
Yeah, look, we ran really well. Probably wasn't the ideal. We had to back up a week between runs, which, you know, didn't affect the winner on the day either. But our mare ran well. She's really done a treat in our terms, you know. Since the Hobart Cup, she's blossomed out and she's got dapples on dapples. So, she'll go into the Cup there 100% on Wednesday.
Barrier one's not an issue?
Look, I don't think so. Look, I think the favourite will go forward and probably roll in the first three or four. And we've got the position from barrier one just to follow her all the way through. Yeah, all the way through.
All right. Well, Settler Stone, well, this will be his fifth consecutive Launceston Cup. The old stager, the old boy, he's having a crack, but he's going into the race on the back of a good run in the Knight Cup.
Look, there's no reason why he shouldn't be in the field on Wednesday. He's pulled up really well from his last start. Times and figures. I think he should have finished. We should have been. We made up ground on the winner that night, and White Hawk would go into the race there with some chance. And I think we're just as better chance as what he is. So, look, only concern is the barrier. If he had a drawn in 1-6, I think David Krees would give him a really good ride. But David's got a wheels and magic and. Just ride him a treat, I suppose, yeah, from
that
area.
Well, you've got a three-year-old, Class 1 horse, Argyle Beach, and he contested the Derby and the Guineas, and he placed third in the Derby. What can we expect from Argyle Beach in the maiden, and that is race two?
He's done 100% since the Hobart run, and we deliberately waited the longer break for him. He's got a good barrier. He'll have a good rider on Jason Maskill. And honestly, Pete, if he just gets everything his own way, he should be winning that race.
All right, and then Zatakli, you've got in the Mowbray Stakes, you're up against Mandela Effect and Hell of a Street, the form horses. But Zatakli, he's been very competitive, and Jason Maskill also takes the ride on him. What are you expecting there? You've scratched Beaufort Lad.
Yeah, Beaufort Lad will stay home. Zatakli, look, he's done. He hasn't done anything wrong this campaign, and we put blinkers on him last start, going back to the 1400, just to sharpen him up, and it didn't work at all. You know, it made him get a bit more lazy-fied. And of course, they scoot along pretty quick. They're up in class weight for age horses over the 1400. So back to Mowbray, good barrier. He should run really well.
All right. Well, what'll it mean to you if you win the Launceston Cup, John?
We've had a few cracks at it over the years, and we've been not well in it, but the family's won it three or four or five times over the years when I've been able to ride and work and look after them. So, yeah, look, if we can able to, it's going to be a team effort, because not only me, but it's got Team Blacker family all getting involved with these horses, and we'll all be there on Wednesday.
All the best on Cup Day, John.
Good on you, mate. Thank you.